The Reds travel to the Northeast this weekend. It is your pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap. And I'm joined by John Gibbons, Damien Cavanagh and James Sutton. And of course, as always, we will get the opposition view a little bit later on. But Gibbo, I always like to do a little bit of reflection on these shows. And in terms of Liverpool's week, it's not been a bad week. They get the 3 points against Bournemouth in pretty trying circumstances when you think about the sending off and going down to 10 men. But they also get the rub of the green, rightly so, with McAllister. It felt to me like they might not, that one or two might close ranks and it might be difficult for Liverpool to get that overturned, but it does feel massive in the context of what's to come that he's now available to play as well.
Yeah, it's huge, isn't it? Because he's become already sort of so dependable, hasn't he? And when you go to places like Newcastle, you want footballers who you know what you're going to get from. You want footballers with reliability. And he is that sort of player, isn't he? And so I was a little bit worried, especially with the injuries to other midfielders. You know, Pacheco's, Thiago, Curtis Jones aren't going to be available to start. You know, you might sneak one or even two on the bench, but you know you're not going to be throwing them in. And so you're looking, if he wasn't available, at solutions that were less than ideal, really. And then certainly, you know, in terms of changes, even more so. So it's massive, like you. I don't put a great deal of faith in these things because it just seems quite random. You know, sometimes you think, oh, that'll get overturned, and then it doesn't. Other times you think we've got no chance, and it does. This was sort of in between. It felt like one that common sense should prevail, but common sense, you know, doesn't necessarily exist where it should, you know, in the world, never mind refereeing. And so it's massive. Yeah, you want to be going. It's a tough away, isn't it? We'll come on to it, but it's a tough away game, based on how they've started the season at home and what they did last year. And you want to go with as many of your guns in your arsenal as you can. And he is one, and we've got him, and that is good. And as you say, following up from a performance as well, where we had to show a lot of personality in the game, and we did. I'm not saying it was the best performance of all time. It certainly wasn't the best start. But they had to show, you know, spirit and belief and personality in the game to get through it, which they did. And so, like you say, you know, on the pitch and in that case a little bit off it, it's been a good week.